You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. A full program schedule and program archives can be found at ckuw.ca.
Cory White Duck Nindijnikas, Pee Gun, Geken Migoyan, Cory Chorus, Onje, CKWE, Metaso Minina, Ashijniswe, Dot Shangiswe, Kitagan Zibing, Quebecong, Canadang, Ashij Nema Dagenendan, Kije Minawazun, Mizue, Nondako Chigani, Kijigad. My name is Cory White Duck. Otherwise known as Cory Chorus, from CKWE 103.9 FM in Kitigan-Zibi, Quebec, Canada. And I want to wish you a very happy World Radio Day.
Oh, thanks, Cory. Sorry to interrupt there. We are celebrating World Radio Day here on CKUW as part of our fundraising drive. World Radio is every February 13th. It's UNESCO... United Nations Day to recognize the role of radio in sharing community news. Here at CKUW's radio station and World Radio Day, we've raised $25,721 for Fundraising Drive 2026. That's still under halfway to our overall goal of $60,000. So we need more people to support. We've got a whole other week still to go, so that's great. I know you're out there. You haven't made a donation yet. We need you to consider how much you can give to CKUW, what you can fit in your budget, and give us a call, 204-774-6877. My name's Rob. I'm standing by here with the phones. I've got Jessica helping me out. Ted has just arrived in studio, so he'll be with you for How to Survive a Tornado in just a moment or two. But I do want to remind you, you know, Fridays are a wonderfully eclectic day. We go from the spoken word and issues-conscious programming of Hope Alley of No Fixed Address, a program that really gets to the heart of the value of a station like CKUW. You know, long-form programs talking about issues of poverty and homelessness, they're not to be found anywhere else. It's an uncomfortable issue that isn't exciting. It doesn't help sell cars. It's not something that advertisers are really going to back. So you're not going to find it on commercial radio. And it's the local mandate, the local approach that CKUW has, and the ad-free philosophy of the station that enables that kind of program to thrive. And then to follow it with a musical program like How to Survive a Tornado, where Ted plays his favorites from the past as well as contemporary music.
Is it a musical show?
Is it?
I mean, mostly. There's some debate. Yeah, there's some debate with the listeners.
People think you...
Yeah, we have it's a real conversation we're having.
Okay.
Yeah. People want me to talk more, they say. I'm not kidding. I have the receipts.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's again speaks, I think, to the variety and the flexibility of the community radio model.
Yes.
You know? And we can be flexible because you can be flexible and give to us. It's all kinds of different levels that we've created. But honestly, you can make your own.
Yes.
Whatever is flexible and suits your budget, we'll help you out with that. 204-774-6877.
I think you know, you can make your own is actually, you know, says a lot about CKW. Yeah, it kind of says everything.
It's sort of the slogan.
It's literally true.
Yeah. Make your own radio, make your own pledge, make your own space here to just hang out. That's what the station was for decades.
It was really a social club. Yes,
and,
it was.
It's truly amazing to have a community place that can be so many different things.
Yes.
But it only is possible with the support from listeners like you. So give us a call now. You got something you want me to queue up here, Ted?
A few things here, but I've just walked in here. I haven't been able to tune in for a few hours. Do we know where we're...
Yeah, just over 25,000, closing in on 26.
Incredible.
That's really great. We've seen lots of calls over the last week, lots of donations online. Either way you want to give, it works for us. Personally, I love talking to people on the phone. Sometimes they'll have questions about the programming or suggestions to offer, and I'm always happy to take that information and pass it on. Number six? Okay. And so 204-774 is that. We'll walk you through the pledge levels. 204-774-6877. I need to say the complete phone number.
Yeah. 204-774-6877.
That's it. We call it our listener line because all the rest of the year, you can call that number, and live hosts here will pick up. They'll answer your questions about the music that we're playing or what's going on the station. This is the year where the request, time of the year where the request is that you call and donate. It's a different thing.
And I really think, I know you want me to start my show, Rob, but it's a, I think this would be awesome if we could just like switch, just kidding. But that really is something that, you know, we've talked a bit, you know, this year, we've been on a couple times and you know, what makes community radio, campus community radio, CQW specifically so unique and vital. And now more than ever is just that if you're listening to something, you're curious, you pull over, you call, there's a host there who can tell you what that is and where they got it or how to get involved. And if you like this, there's a band playing, you know, at the public domain, you know, that's this, or I'm forming a band. Do you want to form it with me? Or do you want to do this radio show? That has all literally happened. And there is no... you know, you're not going to get that from your streaming services or your there's no what
Spotify
do they call
Spotify doesn't want to form a band with you.
So
they just want to maximize profit for shareholders. That's what Spotify wants to do for
it's
you is maximize
like
the profit
not,
for their
not,
shareholders.
They don't
it's
hide
not
that.
You
that,
aren't really part of it. It's
no.
It's just part of that. Different model
you're
here.
Part of that.
Help us out, 204-774-6877.
Sorry, Rob.
Oh,
I know
yes.
you want me to do my show.
Yes.
But it's literally true that people have called the number and said, hey, what is that? And the maybe not in the same phone call, but within a couple conversations, that person wound up doing the radio show.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah,
you know, it's amazing because the telephone has brought so many wonders to our world.
Yes.
And radio shows have been part of that magic.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, I have you, Rob.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
This show tonight, and this is How to Survive a Tornado, and that's my program, and we're going to jump into it in a moment, and thank you. But there's a show on Fridays called Res Vibe Connections.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this show is so powerful, the work it is doing in the community right now. And I mention this now because is this their first or second fund drive show?
This is their second.
No,
sorry. It's their first fund drive show tonight.
First fund drive.
Yes,
tonight.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And this show is so powerful, the outreach they are doing. And I'm talking about the phone. You know, we're talking about the phone.
No,
we're
going
to go into a song, which is about the telephone as well. But the work that's going on here, they're working with people that are finding themselves in incarceration, and the lifeline and the link that this radio show has provided through an Indigenous lens with a primarily Indigenous community, and that engagement back to us, and then the stories that are then shared and told about the impact of that. So again, I really encourage everyone to tune in and support that program, which is 5 to 7 p.m.
tonight. Yeah, fantastic.
Res Vibe Connections.
Yep.
But again, and yes, you know, we'll play a song and I'll start my show, and we will talk about that because I really continue to really appreciate and feel so privileged to have this opportunity to share these public airwaves here with you on an ongoing basis at this time every week. But your pledge, again, you can pledge to my show. It means so much. Thank you so much. But your pledge goes to everything we do here.
Yeah, that's right.
It goes to,
that's right.
You know, these new shows that are coming up. It goes to shows that haven't even arrived yet.
Yeah.
It's for CKW to keep going as a concept and as a vehicle in the community to empower those community voices and create truly accessible participatory media in our downtown.
That's right. Yep. Your
Thanks,
call, 204-774-6877.
Yeah.
A small pledge does all of those things, believe it or not. And together, a lot of small things, they can add up to something huge and beautiful like a radio signal that carries across the city and around the world on the internet. So make that call, 204-774-6877. Are we ready for the song?
We are, yeah.
Let's do it. What are we going to hear?
It's Telephone Thing, The Fall. I heard it last night. Okay, I'm going to keep you here for the whole show.
Okay.
I went in the car. It was 8 o'clock, and I put it on, and it's just this song.
Okay.
And at first, I was like, "Oh, you know, they're stealing my thunder." It's like, no, they're sharing the thunder.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, where else are you going to hear it? Like, because someone, you know, that host was like, "Yeah, I'm going to play this fall song, Telephone Thing."
All the Oh,
thanks so much. There he goes. Wow. You know, and again, only on CKW could something as esoteric and beautiful and perfect as this sort of find a way to become part of the fabric of how we talk to each other and what we share and celebrate. So here we go. Fall telephone thing, 1990, Extricate, incredible. Yes, 1990, amazing. It should just keep going. No, something should keep going. Okay, here we are. Thanks to Rob for teeing things off there. That was that was fun. So, How to Survive a Tornado, Fun Drive 2026. We're here again. It's I benefit greatly. Over the past 25 years or so, I've always had a show that was either on Thursday or Friday.
So by the time it's my turn, I've already benefited. I'm already intoxicated with FunDrive because I've already had almost a whole week of FunDrive intoxicant to power me along. So I benefit from that. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can feel it. Okay, what we have here, we have some information on the dress. So our goal at FunDrive is to raise $60,000. We are, over the 2 weeks, we are coming up on halfway through the drive, and we are not quite at halfway to our total. So this is the time when, you know, the plot thickens. There's we're at that point in the movie where, you know, we're kind of halfway through, and you're like, well, how's this movie going to go? Like, there's some things I've been following, and how's that going to happen? And what's going to happen with that? And are they going to reach their goal? Well, that's the thing. We get to write the end of this movie together, and we will do so. And I know that we can count on you to do so at 204-774-6877. So we are currently at $25,947 Canadian currency that has been donated to CKW so far in the drive, just under a weekend, and that is incredible in itself. You can feel the momentum of that $25,947 individual dollars coming together to make that total, which is this gesture of love and support for what we do, and this encouragement, this necessary encouragement for us to actually pay for the costs of creating this radio here in downtown Winnipeg for you, the listener. So everyone who's pledged so far to get us there, we're coming up on $26,000. We simply insist on reaching that practically immediately at 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.cqw.ca. It's very easy to navigate that and make your donation. But again, at 204-774-6877, we have people standing by to take your call and answer all your questions and to get to know you. We want to thank some pledges that have come in. Andrew with a pledge of $125. It's incredible. Jessica, $75. Jamil, $95.9. And Tanya, $25. So those are the last three donations we have. We're going to keep going. I'm going to get a show total for this show. We'll talk a little bit about what we do here at this radio program every Friday. It means a lot to me. There's a phone call. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. 204-774-6877.
Slap you on the hand, you take it on the run. We're downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
Fast money music. Fast money music. It's a beauty scene. It's a beauty scene. I slap you on the hand. You take it on the run. You look the other way. You look the other way. Fast money music. Fast money music.
A Suicide from 19... Thank you. A Suicide from 1980. Recorded in 1979 by Rick Ocasek. Marty Rev. Alan Vega. So where else in the... In the you know, 12:30, noontime, on your dial, will you be like, yeah, I think I'll hear the second Suicide record, and maybe they'll be talking about how Rick Ocasek produced it with... the band and conditions, context, outcomes, legacy of this work of art. Only on CKUW and on Friday from noon to one, only on this show with your humble narrator. My name's Ted. I've been doing this for, well, generally, overall, about 35 years. Involvement here at this station. This program, I don't know, Rob would tell me, I think 20 years or so. I had an overnight show with my colleague Robert Villar for the first few years, Thursday overnight. And then we handed that out over to its current occupant, Patrick, Thursday from midnight to 6 a.m. And then I find myself here. And I love this time slot. It's a slot that started. Oh, we have a new drive total. First, we have a pledge. Greg with a pledge of $75. Thank you so much. It's beautiful. And we have a new drive total. I can tell you, we have cracked $26,000. We are now at $26,022 Canadian dollars. So we are now moving. Getting ever closer to the halfway mark of our goal, which is $60,000 for Fund Drive 2026. Now, we need this. We set this is not an arbitrary thing. We don't just sit around and say, hey, what if we could, like, get $60,000? That would be great. This is a number that is in our budget because it's what we need to cover our costs of creating the radio. And We count on you for this support, and this is the 26th fund drive, and every year you've been there for us, and every year we've needed you at least as much as the year before, and that is true once again. We need you in the same way that we've always needed you, which is we absolutely need you. At 204-774-6877, you pledged, you donate at the level that works for you. There's a nice snapshot here of some of the pledges, the recent pledges. Andrew, 125, Jessica, 75, Jamil, 95.9, Tanya, 25, and Greg, of 75. And all of these, you know, people are pledging at the amounts that work for them, and it all comes together, and it moves towards this goal of $60,000, which is a number that we actually, you know, we really need this. So, you know, when someone's coming in at this different level, at the $35 level, you get a thank you back, which is the friends card, which we can say, and I can say personally because I'm quite involved in it, that it pays for itself. Is what it does with the discounts you receive throughout the community. So I'm going to keep the music going. I'll tell a few stories about this show. I'll talk about the fork that keeps the office dividers connected right outside as we get close to 12:30 and talk about our public image. 204-774-6877.
You never listen to a word that I said. You are listening.
public image limited public image. So this show, and again, on your afternoon drive, or what do they call it? Lunch. Sorry, I'm intoxicated by the Swell Maps. Where will you hear Public Image, Swell Maps, other noisy post-punk bliss as this? Well, you'll hear it here on this show. How to Survive a Tornado on CKW 95.9 FM. So yeah, it's my great pleasure to be here every week from noon to one. I love this time slot. It goes all the way back to when it was a show called The Dim Coast when we went FM, and our first program director of FM, Steve Bates, good friend of mine. That was a fantastic show. So I say in my show description, occasional ghosts from the dim coast, and we'll have that today as well. We carry those traditions forward, and that's something we can do here on CKW. I mean, that's, you know, we have shows here, many shows that have been going for years and years. Some, you know, a handful now still, you know, going 26. There's many people, along with, you know, as I'm stating, you know, doing their 26th fund drive here on CKW, and then that beautifully sort of weaves in with people doing their first fund drive. We had some volunteers the other day. I was filling in for Nicole on Saturday for Electric Chair, and there was some volunteers that were here, and it was their not only their first fund drive, it was the first time they went on the air. And they, you know, they're there and they got their notes and they're just like ready to go and they're nervous. And I was just like, look, this is perfect. Like, this is the way to do this. And that's the tradition of this. This participatory media. It is made by you, for you, about you. And we do all this together. Everyone who's here is here because they heard about CKW, or more often than not, they heard CKW. They picked up the phone. They called 774-6877 and they said, what is that song you're playing? It's stirring something in me. I have a sense of mystery and excitement that I have to follow to its source. And they were told, well, then you need to come to CKUW and do this yourself. And someone might say, well, I couldn't do that. But I can tell you, in every single case, without exception, they could do that. And they're still doing that. I don't know a single person that came down and said, yeah, you're right, I can't really do this. They're like, this is great. How do I do more? When can I start? Was the next thing they would say. Okay, we're going to keep this going. I'm going to play you some Swell Maps. I'd like, when we come back, I'll tell you about the fork that holds the office dividers together and a little more about why I love this time slot. But we, we're talking a bit here, and I did get an email saying, please talk more. It's a true story. I don't know if you give them some truth serum. Could be sarcasm. But I'm here for you. I'll tell you one thing. I have been getting a lot more listener feedback, and I'm working with it. You know, it's like more of this, less of that. We figure this out together. You know, this is becoming more of a collective or something. It's great. 204-774-6877. We'd love to hear those phones ring. Where else will you hear the Swell Maps in the middle of the day? If you can hear me now, I'm pretty sure that means you're listening, and I'm going to take it one step further. I think that you value hearing the Swell Maps in the middle of the day. 204-774-6877. We're counting on you. Thanks. fundrive.cqw.ca as well.
Downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
It's true. Never corporate programmed. Think about that for a second. Think about that.
There we go.
So CKUW is just that. It's listener driven radio. Myself, I come here, I think, well, what would I play this week? What am I feeling? What does the weather make me feel like? What do I want to share? What is it I'd like to say? And it's entirely my choice, thinking of you when I make that choice, thinking of my listeners, thinking of the community, thinking of maybe there's something that's happened in our local community, maybe there's something coming up, maybe there's an event or an idea or a conversation we want to provide more context around. And we'll get into what we do here in terms of covering conversations perspectives around our neighborhood and our community in a way that is at least as unique as the music programming that you hear, and at least as important and vital. And the real beautiful thing is how those two things sort of come together to be CKUW 95.9 FM. Again, we're counting on your support at Fund Drive at 204-774-6877. We simply can't do this without you. But again, going back to the model, you know, I'm thinking, what will I play today? What should I play today? A good example, there's been a lot of memorials, we'll put it that way, over the past while, and I have a sense that those probably won't slow down anytime soon. And, you know, there's kind of a running joke that, you know, every week it's like a death dedication here. But hey, what an amazing and privileged place to find yourself. You know, when Ace Frehley passed away, I did 2 weeks just about Ace, who's one of my all-time heroes. Some people said they were surprised to hear that. It's like, okay, well, it's all true. I don't know what that means, but I mean, Ace is awesome, man. I sidetracked myself. When someone passes away, you know, you might see it. Oh, I saw a note on this or that or what have you. Here, we can. Oh, here's a better example. Well, they're all good examples. When Ozzy Osbourne passed, so this is what I wanted to talk about. When Ozzy Osbourne died, there was a week of tributes for Ozzy Osbourne here at CKUW, not because someone was told, hey, I guess you guys should say something about Ozzy who died or et cetera, et cetera. Each one of those hosts was like, I care about this artist. This artist impacted me in some way. And it wasn't just the metal shows. It wasn't just the loud shows. It was really beautiful because it was almost every kind of show you can imagine had incorporated an Ozzy tribute, to the point where some shows were some of our world show was incorporated, did a whole show of Ozzy and Black Sabbath covers done in the style of various traditional music, global traditional music. And that, I can tell you, you will not hear that anywhere else, and you will not hear that with the personal flavor and touch coming right from your community. That's Rick. You see him, you know, you see him over getting his beer or picking up his tofu or whatever. And that's the same guy. That's the guy. He just did the Aussie thing, and you might yell at him from your bike. Rick, I heard. In fact, this happened. I saw him said, Rick, I heard your Aussie tribute. And he said, what? I said, I heard your Aussie tribute. And he went, Ted. I said, no, I heard Aussie. And then I had to. And he goes, thanks, man. There's so much wrapped up in that. You can be part of that. 204-774-6877. I'd love to hear that phone ring.
Underground. 95.9 FM.
9FM.
Playing Underground, where CKUW 95.9 FM.
See, we just do what we want. I mean, I'm playing Space Ace because I love Ace and I think about Ace. I mean, I thought about Ace all the time before he died. And since he moved on, since he went back home to the planet he came from, we celebrate Ace often here. Where else could you do that? Where else could I play Wire and then Ace Frehley? I don't think that's happening anywhere else. I'd like to think I bring it all together. I definitely feel it. It's all sincere, and it's all, again, coming from a place of love and connection and sharing and celebration and just wonder. You know, like everyone who creates a music program here, they can't stop themselves. They're incurable. They're relentless. The weather doesn't stop them. Nothing stops them. They're going to get here and play this music for you. And I know that you appreciate that. 204-774-6877. So again, going back to you know what we're all about. We're never going to change our format. We're never going to say, here's the thing. You know what? As of March 1st, we're going to be an all sports talk station or something, or all old classic. You know, home of Led Floyd or whatever. Like, you know, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. I don't know. What is it? Does it even mean? You know, like, I don't know. I can tell you, none of those stations play an Ace Frehley song. It's never going to happen. Even with the classic rock stations, they can't even play interesting classic rock. It's the same four songs by each band. It's a robot. It's a robot. So, here we are not a robot. We even have policies on what we call the artificial intelligence and using that here. You will always have a human being creating radio here. That's our pledge to you, and it will come with it, with all of its sincerity, all of its heart, all of its mistakes, all of its imperfections, and its promise to you that it is here because it cares and it wants to share with you and connect with you. So 204-774-6877. We've got about 15 minutes left. I'd love to hear the phone ring again. Thank you. And well, for this one, it's for Space Ace. fundrive.cqw.ca as well. 204-774-6877. Okay, thanks, Ace. Off you go. I love you. Miss you. Okay, Valentine's Day coming up soon, yeah? Tomorrow, people say. Is that true? Is it Valentine's Day tomorrow? Well, what better Valentine's gift? For your Valentine, I think, here's my advice to you. I think this will work. You'll say, honey, today, this year for Valentine's Day, what I got for you is a donation to How to Survive a Tornado. I can tell you from personal experience that your relationship, your love life, everything you're looking for to be happy and content and never feel alone again will be successful if your Valentine's gift instead and also goes to me and this program and CKUW at 204-774-6877, fundrive.cqw.ca. Replacements, Valentine. Again, you won't hear that on your afternoon Winnipeg radio experience anywhere else than CKW 95.9 FM. And on Fridays at this time, this program, How to Survive a Tornado. I haven't heard the phones ring in just a little bit. Really appreciate to hear that at 204-774-6877. Now, something I can say honestly, and practically everything I do say on this show is honest unless we're actually sort of trying to be playful together, but this is as true as it gets. I do get calls very frequently here on the program throughout the year at 204-774-6877, and it's always so heartwarming and affirming to hear from you. To know you're listening, to hear your validation or your vitriol. Maybe you're saying play. I often hear play more instrumental music or play less instrumental music. This is what I hear sometimes. But mostly, I'll have someone call and say, "Hey, I love that," or "What is that?" or I haven't heard that in so long, etc. And I've got quite a list of people that call very regularly, and we have an ongoing conversation. So this is the time when we count on you for your support. And again, we're asking you to support at the level that works for you. There's no wrong level to support CKUW. Every donation adds up to us working towards meeting our goal of $60,000. This is hard money, real cash we need to make. This is, there's a lot of talk in here, but at the end of the day, we need the money. We need the money. That's why we're here. We love talking to you throughout the year and playing music for you and sharing our ideas and doing what we do with you and for you all throughout the year. But this is the 2 weeks of the year where we call for your support because we sincerely need it.
204-774-6877. If you care, if you value, and if you're listening, I think you do, I know you do, if you care about and value community radio, radio that is made by people that are here because they are passionate, because they want to connect with you, there's no corporate concern here in terms of corporate programming or playlists that are coming to us from some other like head office around moving units around to generate profits, except we can tell you we don't generate profits around here. We need every dollar is appreciated, and we need, in fact, 60,000 of those dollars to line up together over the next week. We're getting towards. We just cracked $27,000. That's our narrative. It's incredible. Everyone who has been part of that, thank you so much. We're not yet halfway there. This is where the momentum starts to take flight, and Fund Drive becomes this intoxicating kind of zone where it's like the excitement is almost unbearable. The only way to make it better is to donate at 204-774-6877. It's the only treatment. It's the only treatment for Fund Drive intoxication is to pledge at 204-774-6877. What did we have there? I don't Dinosaur Jr. Two things at the same time. I tell you, this is what can happen at the Fund Drive. It's kind of mayhem. It was one of the things I loved the most about our first Fund Drive, going back into that sort of diversity point, was we had the metal show and the country show, and they were doing a show together. And not because, you know, we said, you will at this time create programming that talks about your synergy and your shared community or else. No, they're hanging out eating pizza, and they walked in and they talked about each other's shows. And you know, the metal host liked a lot of country music, and the country host liked a lot of metal music, and they found themselves here, and they talked about that connection. And that's a story that I've heard told by different people time and time again. I've heard that story, that same story, told by people for the first time telling that story this year, just earlier in this week. So it's a powerful story, and it's a true story. It's a story of connection and community and people coming together to create something far greater than they could ever create by themselves, listening to their private radio station on their cell phone or whatever they do. We're doing something here together, and it's wide open, and we can take it wherever we want together as a community. We shape it. Things cost money. We have to replace equipment. We have to, you know, to keep the programming logs and the archive system going, which is something that was only started with your listener support. We need your continued support to keep that moving. And, you know, we got a couple staff here. They get paid as well. So we need to cover those costs as well. We do everything on a shoestring budget. I promise we'll talk about the fork when I come back. 204-774-6877. Slave wages. Silkwood.
It missed a house with conga drums. Scat borrowed lines from another time. And every last soul in the last exit hole wants to take me back. Take me back with them. Living in a walk-in closet. Starting out, she got me up in a tree. You wanna be with someone else, it's not. It ain't a lot of feeling it now. So coming down, you can't hold me back. Can't hold me back in my sleep relies on valerian tea. And my slave wages I'm accumulating. The notes, the hoaxes, the jokes. I flushed them down the toilet now. I had to see you just one more time and make sure the vibes were still sublime. I was skinny back then with a conky chest. My hair was white from the sun. No better or worse, I call it a wash. I just had to find out if I still had. Tree. I wanna be with someone else's name.
Underground, or CKUW 95.9 FM.
Silkworm, slave wages off of lifestyle. The year 2000, Touch and Go Records out of Chicago. I guarantee you, I bet my life, you won't hear that song on the radio in Winnipeg during the day anywhere. I can also tell you, with proven certainty, with measured empirical proof, that's one of the greatest rock songs ever written. It's true. Okay. Told you I'd tell you about the fork. Right outside the studio, there's two office dividers. They're here. They're necessary. We have to separate our staff for safety and sanity. Just kidding. Well, it's probably half kidding. Our staff are separated by this office divider. It creates the illusion of there's individual office space. We don't really have a lot of room up here. So when we set this up in sometime there in the previous century, right around that time in the late 90s, we had a bit of a conundrum with these office dividers because we got them donated from, they were scrambling this, they were being thrown out by the university. So again, this is the kind of organization you're supporting. We are literally dumpster diving in this institution for our furniture and our basics, the structure in our rooms. We're like, that looks good enough to me. Might need to connect them with a fork, which is what we did because they were falling. That's how we connect the two. So that fork, which I propose should be the subject of fun drive art some point in the future. I'd love a fork fun drive incentive. But this fork has been there as long as we've been here as an FM station and a little bit before, so the 26 years. That's what we do. We didn't be like, you know what, like, let's go and get the catalog. Like, let's just get, these are nice ones. You know, they're good. They don't need a fork. It's like, you know what? We pulled these out of the dumpster in 1998 and we stuck a fork to connect them. And it works fine 25 years later. This is a true story. I could not make this up. You see where I'm going with that. We're about done. 204-774-6877. Stay tuned. Rob's walking in here. He's got.
I should clarify.
Yes.
Actually the second fork.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Someone took our first fork.
Yes.
So we had to get a second fork.
Okay.
But we're resourceful that way.
I would bet that even the second fork. Yeah, we didn't be like, we don't have a fork. You know, this thing is dumb. Let's get the catalog. Yeah. Can we get the Grandin toy and just order?
Let's buy some new dividers. No.
No.
Let's just get a second fork.
We got a second fork. Yeah. So 25 years, two forks. Not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. But again, this is how thoughtful and resourceful. Well, no one could speak to that.